Honolulu's big ticket train and the latest twists and turns. That's the subject of our reality check with our partners at Honolulu Civil Beat. Marcel Honore is on the line with us today. Morning.
Hey, Catherine. Good to be here.
So lots of hand-wringing over the developments yesterday with our rail project.
That's right. We have this ongoing situation with the FTA and the city's new obligations to the project in terms of city dollars that will need to go to it. And this situation just keeps getting trickier and trickier.
So share with our listeners what happened.
So basically what happened is back in September, they might remember, September 21st, the FTA sent this letter to the city and it issued several new ultimatums. And among those, it demanded that the city's first $44 million in city dollars to go to rail, which is significant, that that money be, quote, fully committed in the next 60 days. But that raises the question, what does, quote, fully committed mean? So the mayor had asked the FTA for clarification, and yesterday he got his answer. And as things go with this rail news, it wasn't great news for the city. Basically, that $44 million he and Council Chair Ernie Martin learned needs to be in hand and ready to use by November 20th. And that is significant because the city council right now is moving forward with kind of a good faith effort to eventually be able to issue bonds that would be delivered in February. And what the FTA is saying is that's not going to cut it. You guys need to have that money by our deadline in hand. Full stop.
Right, because it sounds like they just said there's been too much foot dragging.
Right, right. And the mayor brought that up yesterday. He had a press conference a few hours after this phone conference with the FTA, and he was really, you could tell he was you know, fuming at the council for not bringing forward legislation that had kind of been sitting there for months that would have gotten these bonds moving earlier. He particularly pointed out pointed at Trevor Osawa, who's the council budget chair, saying, look, this legislation has been in Osawa's committee for months and Osawa didn't bring it up. And then when it finally came up in a new committee last week, Osawa actually voted against it. Now, Osawa, meanwhile, is saying, look, I've been trying to find an alternative solution that doesn't involve that measure, which would ultimately mean using property tax dollars. So that's kind of, you've got the pointing of the fingers that we're kind of used to at Honolulu Hale.
Right. I know this makes it more difficult for Osawa because he is up for reelection and he just squeaked by the last go around. So his competition is kind of breathing down his neck.
That's right. It seems to be a very tense time with the election coming up just on November 6th. And he is facing a rematch with Tommy Waters, former state legislator. And Osawa beat Waters by, I believe it was about 40 votes 4 years ago. So he's back again. And so all of this that is coming to a head with the FTA is also happening at a very politically sensitive time.
So what's the next step?
Well, we're also curious about one of the FTA's other ultimatums, which is pretty significant. They're saying you need to have $134 million more on top of the existing rail budget. We believe you need that extra money. And the mayor has swiftly pointed to Hart and said, you guys need to come up with that. And so right now, basically, all eyes are on Hart. They have an updated financial plan, a draft of which should be out imminently, and we should have some answers on that other very significant ultimatum coming from the FTA.
And I know it's a concern about tapping into our real property taxes. That was something that I think the mayor was dead set against. But, it's just tough going.
Tough sledding.
Yeah, so it'd be real interesting to see what happens if they make cuts and where they come up with this money.
We'll have to see how this plays out.
All right. Thanks so much, Marcel.
Thanks, Catherine.
That was reporter Marcel Henre with today's reality check. To read the full rail story, visit civilbeat.org.